Since we've kind of moved around a little bit on the agenda, it might be good to take a minute and identify what we have left for items. Do we still have number five, that information item, the public involvement?
That we're going to hold off till May.
Okay. And so we would have, according to my notes, 31, 34, and 36. And then 37, is that?
37, I think we're going to just move to May as well.
Okay. And then 41. Does that sound correct?
Yep, sounds right. That's what my list looks like.
Item number 31, Scott and I can visit with you a little bit. Again, Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division here. Last week, end of last week, the Interim Rules Review Committee approved the changes that the commission adopted at the February/March meeting. And those changes pertain to restricting applicants from getting no more than two or submitting two applications for the combined deer drawing of the West River Deer, East River Deer, Black Hills, Custer State Park, muzzleloader, and refuge deer seasons, those seasons that you just took action on to establish license for. When I presented those rule changes to the Interim Rules Committee, I used a little visual aid of some buckets to show or to kind of demonstrate how those would work. And in response to that, one of the members said, hey, do you have that in a pictorial form that we could maybe use to help educate? So we went ahead and put together a handout here that we'll get to all of you. We just put this together this week, but it's going to kind of serve as an information item that we can get out to all of our deer hunters to try to help them understand the changes in the deer drawing process and how things are going to work. There's a separate sheet for residents and one for non-residents. But again, those rules were approved. There was one dissenting vote, but I do have to pass along to you the accolades that all the committee members gave to the commission and the department for the long enduring process and ultimately coming to a solution that addressed the issue that we were trying to identify while minimizing the impact on some of those more dedicated hunters that like to apply for multiple deer licenses. So we're at the stage now where it's we've been working on programming for a number of months, but we do have a plan in place on the implementation of the new drawing system in this calendar year. And Scott's been working with the programmers on that, and I'll turn it over to him to get you an update of where we are.
Thanks, Tony. Scott Simpson again. So as this was moving through its processes, and even while it was changing from month to month, we were working on those programming changes all the way along. We knew that our time frame was going to be very condensed. If we got to the point where a change was approved, we were going to have very little time to react to it. So we started that process several months ago, as the proposal was first brought forward. As it moved through, the changes that were made ultimately made the changes required by us in the licensing department. There isn't a lot. It didn't take us a lot to react to it. So therefore, we're ready to go. We got the changes made. I believe we got final product from our BIT programmers the first part of April, first day of April, which was our deadline. And we're testing a couple of things right now, but we're ready to go. So the online portion is done. You folks went through and approved started the process to approve the deer license allocations for the year. Once those are finalized, we'll put our paper application together, and that'll be the tool that we use as we do every year to get some information out to folks. But the biggest change that I think is going to affect our hunters this year is going to be the deadline changes. Because we're going to do all of these drawings at one time, we're moving East River deer drawing from, the first part of September we're moving it into June, and that's a huge change, because we've done it, you know, in September for years and years and years. And we have folks that show up to the state fair every year and say, can I get my paper application, because I've got to get my deer license in. That's going to be a problem this year. So we know that. We know that it is a big effort on our part, and we've got some plans in place. We've got some meetings coming up about how are we going to get that word out so that we can make sure we get to absolutely as many folks as we possibly can and let them know about these deadline changes that I'm going to tell you about. The nice part about getting that information is out is that we know who these folks are. They've applied for years and years in a lot of cases. We've got their information. We've got their email address. We've got their addresses. We've got phone numbers. We can contact these folks and get the word out so that they can continue to get the word out to the rest of the folks too. So it'll be a big effort, but we'll move forward with it. So the big change this year, as I said, our first drawing for the first set of buckets, I guess, is what we're going to use. First set of licenses is going to be June 14th. So we're only a couple of months away, a month and a half away from the deadlines for East River, West River, Black Hills, Custer State Park. All those applications are going to be due June 14th. That's going to be the paper deadline. We will have the results available from that drawing on July 12th. So it's going to take us about a month to move through all the applications, do all the drawings, get people notified, and make those draw results public. So July 12th will be the first time that we release that, what will be left for the second drawing. Our next drawing then will be a couple weeks later. So our deadline will be July 26th for the second drawing. And because we will see a reduced number of applications, we're anticipating that, we can close up that time frame a little bit, and we will have results out on August 2nd. Next draw, third draw will be August 23rd. That'll be the deadline there. And again, about a week later, we'll be able to have those results out. So the results of the third drawing will be available August 30th. And the fourth draw, which will be our final actual drawing, the deadline will be September 13th with results available September 20th. After that September 20th date, that's when the licenses combine, and it's a first come, first serve. So September 20th will be when we are done with drawings, and we'll be into just a first come, first serve kind of scenario. So that's our time frame. It kind of fits in line with where we're at right now. We're going to be done earlier than we have been in the past by a couple of weeks. So, but we do, in order to accommodate this, have to change our initial deadline. That's going to be a big change. We know it. We're going to be working on it. So that's where we're at.
Thanks. Any questions? Comments?
So the handout that Tony made it, so I guess I'll blame him for it. He's the bucket head guy. I can say that now. I don't have to work for that anymore.
You could say it before.
Anyway, we just, like Tony said, we want to give you a visual example of how we see this kind of shaking out. We're making some guesses here. We don't know exactly where these applications are going to fall. Kevin's done a lot of work in the past to kind of give us an idea of what we think is going to happen, and I think we do have a pretty good sense of what's going to happen. But until the actual rubber hits the road here, I think, you know, we're going to give you our best guess, and that's what this particular documents, or these two documents, do. What it does is it walks it through from the special buck drawing all the way down to that through the fourth drawing. On both the resident and non-resident side. You can see that the non-resident side, there are fewer options. The non-residents can't apply for East River or Custer State Park or muzzleloader. Those are resident-only kind of licenses. But so special buck drawing, if it shows that if you get a special buck license, drop down to the first drawing, now you can only submit an application into one bucket. If you don't have a special buck tag, you can submit an application into two buckets. You can get two licenses in that first drawing. We fall down to the second one. Whatever you don't have, you're able to, you know, we just line it out all the way down. You can then put a application into this bucket. And then we get down to the third drawing, and you can pick up, is it five? no, fourth drawing, it shows that you can pick up an additional 5. And I think that gets us to 11 total, potentially 11. But we also indicate here is you see that some of these seasons have an X over them. That's when we anticipate those licenses running out, when they will all be issued. And again, that's our best guess at it. We don't think that in the second drawing we're going to have any Custer State Park tags left. And for obvious reasons, that's a high demand kind of a license. So likely all of those licenses are going to get issued in the first drawing. So we wanted to let people know that if you're thinking you're going to pick up a Custer State Park tag in the second drawing, it's likely not going to be there. Same way with muzzleloader. If you're hanging around and thinking you're going to get a muzzleloader tag for a buck in a second drawing, it's likely not going to be there. But again, we'll see how these things shake out. But that's the visual that we wanted to give folks and let them know that these things are going to continue to fall off the table as we move through the draw process. And our best guess is that when we get to the leftover situation, we're going to see some East River and West River deer tags left, and that's going to be about it. So, what did I miss?
Got it.
Any questions? Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Following the non-resident buckets down there, obviously, for the first drawing, second drawing, third drawing, they're only 8% of the total. So I would think that by the time you get to the second drawing, all those buckets should have X's on them.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Phillips, we feel like there's going to be some antlerless tags left. And that's the, you know, if we put an X over there, it kind of indicates that there's no licenses left. So this is kind of that, yeah, I agree with you. I don't believe that there'll be any buck tags left, but there will likely be some antlerless tags left.
Okay, thank you. More questions? No. Okay, thank you.
Porch forward?
Pardon?
Ready to go to the...
Go to Jake then, or are we going to...
I think so.
If